What is this?
Hey man, say man, it's your boy Coach Kenup, and I'm here with a brand new episode of that Basketball Jones podcast. Now before we get started, here go a few words from our sponsors. What's up, listeners? Lil Ken up here. And before we hop into the podcast, I got a little announcement, man. One of my favorite new podcasts to listen to is It's Taboo. All one word, spell I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Now, this is ran by Kenitra Upchurch. She's a great, great young lady, college student. She go over topics that young adults should really listen to. Like I said, the topics vary on countless and numerous topics. So I'm not even going to get into it. Just make sure y'all go subscribe, get the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where it's available. It's Taboo, all one word, I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Go check it out. Hey man, say man, y'all already know what's up. It is the Basketball Jones podcast. I'm here with my man Dez and my man Jay Straight, man. Y'all say what's up to the people.
What's up with you?
We back for another power rankings. Y'all know we be 100% accurate with our power rankings.
1,000.
Keep it a buck every time.
1,000%. What you mean?
Hey man, like they said, it's the power rankings, my personal favorite segment of this show. Power rankings. We do it once a month.
Same.
We do it once a month, but it's always a good time, and it's always our longest podcast. So for the people who I be telling about the podcast, and y'all be like, "Man, it's so long." Yes, it's long. Right? You want a shorter podcast? Go listen to the other episodes. But this power ranking episode is the longest, and in my opinion, it's the best. So if you want to laugh, you want to cry, get your team at the bottom of the power rankings, all that stuff. Like it got every emotion you need. Like. It's the highlight of our show, in my opinion.
Same.
It's the peak of our show.
Not for real.
But without further ado, let's get straight into it. Number one, for the month of March, what y'all feel?
Utah.
Yo, I'm thinking the Jazz.
I'm taking the Jazz.
There we go.
All right, hold on. This is a big moment because if y'all was around when we did this power ranking for the first time, the biggest debate that came out of that podcast was the Utah Jazz versus the Denver Nuggets. Y'all didn't know, last year in the bubble, the Utah Jazz was up 3-1 against the Denver Nuggets, and then they smoked it. They smoked it and lost. They lost in game 7 to the Denver Nuggets. So now we're having this debate. You know, Utah was off to a good start, and they still off to an amazing start. And we got them number one in our power ranking. So, Dez, anything you want to say, being the Nuggets fan of the group, the one person who was riding with the Nuggets?
I'm going to let them have it for now, mainly because they putting out the wins. I can't argue with that. Took a couple questionable losses, but overall, they still on track.
They on another win streak.
Real quick, we just pulled up the schedule for March. If y'all don't know, we do these power rankings by month. So we look at the rankings per month. And in the month of March, look like they got 4 losses. And 8 wins. 8-4?
Yeah, but
pretty good record. Yeah, and they currently on a 5-game winning streak, like Jordan just said.
Look at the points per game, though.
Which one is this? One to the left?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the whole NBA like that, though.
I know, but they consistent.
Nah, they shoot. I think they lead the league in threes.
They do.
They be shooting that bitch.
You talking about zone.
You see that, though? Yeah, you seen that.
You see that one, too. Y'all sound like you on Denver ass last time. Y'all see that one, too. D-Book. I said D-Book.
You talking about Bradley Beal? Yeah. So, yeah, they got losses against the 76ers, Pelicans, the Golden State Warriors, shout out to the Warriors, and the Washington Wizards. And they got key wins against the Brooklyn Nets. That's the big win.
That is.
Twice against Memphis. They beat the Raptors, beat the Bulls on the road, beat the Rockets. That's nothing special. Hey, right, beating the Rockets nowadays. The Boston Celtics, which not really surprisingly because Celtics need to get it together. But, yeah, 5-game win streak, 8-4 for the month. Solidified themselves at number one, man. 8-4 for the month. Number one, Utah Jazz. They got Devin Booker doing his thing. Got Rudy Gobert.
And they had the last two. I feel like that I don't know. Donovan Mitchell. He out here hooping. He doing his thing. He ain't just really just hooping, but he doing his thing. He ain't like, we all say he ain't just hooping because he not an MVP. There's no reason Donovan Mitchell should not be in MVP talks. He should be averaging like 20-30 in an MVP. But they not, but Utah still winning. So whatever they got going, it's working.
Exactly. Team ball.
Team ball. All right, so that's number one. On to number two, I got one vote for Philly. I like the Suns and, oh, I'm tripping. Brooklyn. I forgot all about this whole shit. Now, I ain't gonna lie. What these? We gotta see how they mesh together first.
Definitely gotta see
yeah, so I'll put Utah ahead of them just for right now. And Utah deserve it. 34-11. They deserve that number one spot. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put Brooklyn number two.
I go with Brooklyn because they built into a dynasty like, shoot, a couple months or a month.
You got Brooklyn too?
Duh, nigga, like,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Nets. So let's see it. And it's.
That boy, James. I mean, James Harden used to this. Yeah. It ain't nothing new to him to hoop like this.
I ain't gonna
this.
Lie. I forgot all about how James hooped.
He been doing this.
I know, but this it's
ain't
just
new.
Like.
He used to this. He ain't new to this.
Exactly.
I forgot how Brody.
Two hooped. Losses.
Wow. 2-1, 2-3, 4-5, 6-7-8-9. 9-2 for the month, and they got two more games. And they gonna win 11-2. They play the Minnesota Timberwolves and Houston Rockets.
Yep,
11-2. That's basically 11-2. They currently 9-2, looking to be 11-2 by the end of the month.
And they got Charlotte Jesus without LaMelo after that. So
yeah, I mean, but that's April though.
Yeah,
that's like April. Tripping. Yeah, so that's next month. But nah, goddamn.
That's
only
tough.
Two losses. And the two losses was to the Utah Jazz, which was our number one team, and Orlando Magic. Why the fuck did they lose to Orlando?
Orlando?
I don't know.
Off night.
Maybe Harden didn't play that night. I know he didn't play against Utah. Harden didn't play against Utah. Maybe he did play against. Let's look at the box score.
I'm about to say Utah, I don't think none of them played.
No, no. Oh, Kyrie and Harden played.
Ooh.
Damn.
Kyrie had 43. So and Harden had 19-9. Who went off for fucking the Magic? Vucevic had 20. Oh, Aaron Gordon had 38.
And y'all talking about
Evan had 31.
Yeah.
Both of they trade assets. All three of they. What? All three of their big pieces went off. Between their three big pieces, they had 90 points.
That's crazy.
And they traded them niggas.
Wow.
What the fuck is you thinking, Magic? I mean, y'all lost 14-27, but shit. I guess.
And I'm the worst team, so what's the point of taking?
Man, I don't exactly. Like, I don't get it.
Teams that's way worse than them. So
I don't get what the Magic are doing, but hey, they doing something. But anyway, let's get back to these niggas. Yeah, man, they just added LaMarcus Aldridge. Just added Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin probably like three games in.
Yeah,
three games in.
I think.
LaMarcus Aldridge have yet to play a game. He just signed with him. So we still got to see how they gel with them. KD hasn't came back yet, so Blake ain't played with KD yet. But when you got 6 All-Stars, 41 All-Star appearances, how much practice do you need?
You don't need practice.
Yeah, realistically, how much practice do you really need?
Really, hey, like, look.
Just KD, throw the ball out, let's hoop.
That's what I'm saying. KD, hey, look, Kyrie, go. James, go.
And like I said, that one loss against Utah, none of their stars played. Kyrie didn't play. Harden didn't play. Only person played was Blake.
They really get to the point where, like, they get back to that Warriors point where, like, they just give KD the ball whenever things get a little slow. Give us a little buzz.
Really, shit. You got to think. Warriors are like that because their two other best players was just basically threes. Yeah. Like, they were just trying to shoot a three. Mm-hmm. Harden, he going to get you a buck. Yeah. Kyrie, he going to get you a buck. So, really, they don't have to rely on KD as much as they did.
They don't.
Because it's like, Steph and Clay, you know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. That trade ball. But Cardi will go by you. Kyrie will go by you. And Kyrie will shoot a mid-range. Now, James won't. He either rim or three. But Kyrie will shoot that. And then James will pass that hole. You got to think, Steph was a good passer, but he's not an elite passer. Yeah. James Harden is lead the league in assists elite.
Deadass.
Double-digit assist elite.
Pass on the
that's
court.
Stuff disgusting, man.
Man, that is unfair. It is, but we got to see how it meshed, though.
Not
just because it looked good on paper, I thought we know it was going to be good. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we got number two. We got Utah Jazz number one. Brooklyn Nets number two. Now I'm gonna say Philly.
I go Philly.
Please don't say that song.
I was thinking the Clippers, but
not quite.
Not quite yet. You don't think the Clippers? Not yet.
I ain't know Clippers got more wins than the Suns, but just they got more losses too.
But not yet.
So they have, so
I like Philly.
Philly?
Yeah, not yet.
Alright, so we all Philly. I like Philly, even though they got, even though, like I said, they ain't had Joel really. Oh, I'm tripping. They ain't had Joel all month, but let's look at how they been doing this month without bro. There we go. And only two losses. That's 10. 10 and 2.
That's pretty good.
That's real good. And the only losses was to the Bucks in overtime. They barely lost to the Bucks in overtime. And then they lost to the Clippers by 10.
Who they beat? Lakers? Well,
they beat the Lakers. Yeah, but that's not the real Lakers.
Beat up on the Jazz. No T.
Their schedule wasn't that tough.
What? They played the Jazz. Nigga, they played the Knicks. Knicks ain't no bitch. Spurs ain't no bitch. Bucks ain't no bitch. Played Knicks again. Golden State ain't no bitch. They're saying. No, they not. Okay, the Lakers now are the strongest. But the Clippers, that's not oh my God, all the top dogs. But it's still like, it's a regular season. Yeah. You can't play the top five teams every week.
That's true.
You got a top five team in Utah. Clippers up there. The Knicks is top 15 or top 10. Golden State, top 15. The top 20.
I feel like I was just looking at the score because they blew out a lot.
Everybody, yeah, just that they've been hooping. You can't fault them because they hooping.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I didn't really was looking at the
team. They had three overtime games, too, though. Against the Knicks, Bucks, and the Jazz.
That's how it's
working.
I'm not gonna lie.
Now they had a 6-game winning streak. And what we said they went? They went 10-2. That's top 3 for sure.
Nah, it is.
They about to go 11-2.
Stop it.
Oh. I had to look at who they played. They play at Denver. That's why Jordan said that. They play at Denver on Tuesday, the 30th. That's the same day we drop this podcast. That's when they're gonna be playing. Alright, man. So let's move off. So that's the top 3. Go ahead, Jordan. Who's our top 3?
Top 3 would be Jazz at number 1. You got Nets at number 2. And then you got Philly at number 3.
All right. Let's keep it going.
I'll go on Phoenix for 4.
I got LA over Phoenix.
Clippers? I'm going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, because Phoenix, they looking good.
Give me Phoenix. So tiebreaker, we're gonna go with Phoenix.
I like the little win streak they was on.
Yeah, that's the only reason I did, because it's like they was down and they been coming around. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And since we doing it about a month, I don't know. So I give them, I give them their flowers. And I feel like last time we did our podcast, I feel like we lowballed them. Could we put them at last month?
Nah, y'all put them in great spots.
What, put them 6?
Yeah, that's a good spot.
But I just feel like they started to uprise. Like, as soon as we did our podcast last month, they was on a... Yeah, they took off.
They did.
They took off after that.
That's true.
So they got 1, 2, 3 losses in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8.
Oh, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just won today, so...
Oh, yeah, okay. But we didn't count that. But they 8-2. 8-3. They lost to Indiana, which I don't know how. And they lost to Timberwolves. What the fuck?
In Orlando.
What That's the fuck? You talk about schedule. This stress schedule ain't that strong.
It's not.
Lakers, Golden State, Portland, Indiana. Portland, the only team that's really just up there. Miami, okay. And they beat them by 10. But I'm going to stay with Phoenix, though. Phoenix had a good...
They got a good schedule, to be honest.
I tell you, they got one of the easiest schedules.
They do.
That's why I say they could be just coasting that second spot on the West.
Well, yeah, we're going to put them at number 4 on the power ranking. I like their team. Like, even though I feel like we get closer to the playoff, they're going to sink down. I feel like this is going to probably be their peak.
Yeah.
That 4th spot, I feel like this is their peak. I feel like they can't get into that top 3.
Nah.
Nets solidified. They're not moving out of the top 3.
Jazz already got that.
Yeah, top. Jazz might not. And then, yeah, I think the Lakers might eventually get back into that top 3. So, Suns, I feel like they're going to peak right there at 4. That's the highest they've ever been on our list, too. All right, so we're done with Phoenix at 4. Oops. What'd I do? Go back too much?
No, I think
I pushed the wrong tab. Oh, damn it.
Phoenix at 4.
I already know 5. 5 no brainer.
Who? Clippers?
Yeah.
I gotta get to Clips.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, they earned it.
No, for sure. Clippers. Even though they still got a lot to prove.
They do.
What was Clippers at last month?
They're just above the Suns.
Oh, that's 5?
Yeah.
So they didn't 5. Move?
Not really. Yeah, they didn't move.
They same spot.
Suns just over jumped.
Just jumped in one spot?
Yep.
I feel like they deserve it.
That's a good spot for them.
No, it is, because they kind of is, like, kind of stand still. They haven't really...
They ain't really showing us enough.
They've been in number 3 spots for the longest, because the Lakers was number 2.
Awesome. So we got 7 and 4. I counted.
Yeah.
1, 2. And yep. 7 and 4.
Lost to Boston, Washington, New Orleans, and Dallas.
That Washington lost terrible. Any team I see that.
Every time you see a Washington,
we lost, like that. I mean, y'all saw. I think Bradley Beal be going stupid.
Yeah, Bradley do.
It ain't even lost by 2.
He's bound to get some dubs.
Yeah, like he would carry a team. He do be carrying them a little bit.
Remember they blew the shit out the Warriors that game. That's when they was embarrassed. That's when Steph was pissed. That was like right after the All-Star.
Oh, yeah. March 11th?
Mm-hmm.
That was straight after the first game.
Yeah, right? And they got their ass obliterated, boy. Like, that end score doesn't tell the whole story.
But they turned around and got whooped.
Yeah, they lost by 20 to the Pelicans. But you know Kawhi don't do good back-to-back. Oh, that's 3 days later.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hold up, bro.
I don't know. New Orleans really a tough-ass team.
They are. That's going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
It really is.
And I feel like Zion, he's been comfortable, but he's starting to come into his own.
Bro.
He's starting to really come into his own.
Who's number 8?
What? In the West?
Yeah, because...
We'll go back and see.
They still got the play-in tournament.
Yeah, they still got the play-in. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about it later. We'll talk about that later on in the season. But I like how they're doing that. Because you know it's going to be the 7 versus 8. And whoever win that game,
they go to the... I thought they were doing the 3 games back.
I didn't see nothing about no games back.
They say if you 3 games within it, that means you have a chance to play.
Okay, so you have to be 3 games?
Yeah.
I didn't see if they had games. I know last year they had games, but all I know is if all 4 teams qualify, the 7 and 8 seed are going to play each other. Whoever win that game is going to be the 7 seed. And then the 8 seed will play the winner between the... whoever lose that game will play the winner between the 10th seed and the 9th seed.
Yeah.
And that's who decides who goes in at the 8th seed.
Mm, that's a lot. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I fuck with that for real. But,
I feel like they'll do that, like, going forward.
They should, but it depends on how... If they... They're only doing it because they're not playing 80... What is it? 82?
Yeah.
82 games.
But I don't think they're going to be able to play 82 games until, like...
Well, who did I go on?
2021.
I went back on the Clippers? Yeah, we done with talking about Clippers. That's all the Clippers get.
Who you got
until PG starts showing up more. All right. Between Milwaukee, the Lakers... Who's that? Charlotte? Charlotte number 4?
No, it's...
Chicago. No, it's not Chicago.
Who that is Charlotte.
That's Charlotte.
Damn, Charlotte was on the come up.
They was hooping.
Damn, man. Shout out to LaMelo Ball, man. Shout out Melo. Damn, bro.
I hate it, bro.
Hey, Melo is a bona fide superstar in the making. He not there yet, but he is on his way. These niggas went all the way to number 4 in the East, bro.
Wow, I never knew that.
I didn't either.
They went all the way to number 4. Crazy. But I'm for sure.
I mean,
Atlanta.
Okay, the same, but yeah.
No, I knew Atlanta was there. Atlanta was number 4. Yeah. And they did, but it's just that game. You see, it's only like a half game difference.
Dang.
But
that's crazy.
Oh, you say Dallas number 8 right now in the West. But damn, Spurs 7. Alright, so Lakers or Milwaukee. I'm leaning towards Milwaukee.
Mainly because they fully healthy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Milwaukee. So the Bucks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna snub the Lakers just because, like you said, injuries. Mm-hmm. They're not at their full capacity right now, but they are still one of the top teams, just record wise, because they've been losing like crazy. Watch when we pull up there, they're scared that we're gonna see. But up on to the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they got 1, 2, 3 losses. And how many wins? 8 wins. And it was on an 8 game winning streak.
They lost to some good teams, except for the first loss.
They lost to Boston. Boston good?
Yeah, Boston decent.
Yeah, the way Tatum started getting to his groove too.
Yeah, Brown really having that career year though.
Yeah,
Brown. That's what I'm saying though. Like, that's, you need that though. Like, mm-hmm. for Tatum to be at his best, Brown has to be doing.
Wait, was his best us Wednesday fight? Because I saw them play each other.
They played Friday and Saturday though, mm-hmm. and they lost back to back on those back to backs.
Dang.
They lost to the Celtics on the road. Oh no, they was at home. They lost to that Celtics and I mean, look how many home games they had in the road.
What? That's awesome.
Well, dang.
Yeah, Bucks is at home for a minute.
About to hit the road now, though.
Yeah, they are. They about to hit the road. That's a West Coast swing. That's why.
I'm about to say they can play all in the
in California. West Coast. Yeah, that's all California. I think that's what most East teams do when they go to California. And then the only stop they get was Portland. You see, they in California, Portland, back to California.
Yeah.
And then they go to Dallas.
To the South.
Yeah. But yeah, what did we say? 8-3. That's not bad.
That's not.
They got pretty good wins over the 76ers. Against Pacers, not a good win. Spurs, and I mean, it's a win, so they won the Knicks. They split with the Knicks.
Beat them once. The Knicks and split with the Celtics.
And they got their ass whooped by the Nuggets.
I know.
Boy said I know. They got their ass mollywalk. God. But yeah, that's the Bucks. Bucks, we pretty much know what they are.
Yeah, that's.
Where they coming from last month?
Yeah, it's coming. Same with the books. Seven? Yeah, seven.
And what are they at? They just jumped one spot. Okay. Yeah, they're going to hover around that seven. 7-10 range. That's what they're going to be around. 6-10 range. Now, number seven.
With all these injuries, does the Lakers still hold that spot? Like, could we look at the Lakers in Denver? Because I want to see, like, comparison.
First of all, okay. Only reason I'm going to put, like, me personally, I'm going to put the Lakers ahead of Denver because we know why the Lakers falling off.
Yeah, we do.
Why the fuck are Denver all the way down there? Why is Denver down there?
Y'all been in the top three seed for, like, what?
Past two years.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to lie. Denver has recently made a rise. Denver was around that. Denver was in the playing game for a little bit. They was around the 7th seed for a little bit.
No, he was.
And they just started moving up. Injury, yeah, you do have a debate. Because right now, yeah, in the playoff series, y'all probably will beat the Lakers. Because of injury.
Exactly, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But who to say the playoffs start right now, LeBron not going to suit up?
Nah, he is.
Who to say the playoffs right now, AD not going to push himself to suit up?
AD playing third game. LeBron will be like, all right, let me take care of these first two.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can't hold me.
So, who you got at number seven with these teams remaining, Jordan? If I ain't gonna lie, my vote would be Charlotte if LaMelo didn't get hurt.
That's what I want. I want to make an argument.
At seven, over the Nuggets, over the Lakers, over the Hornets. But the fact that LaMelo hurt, I'm not even going to put it. If LaMelo was healthy, I would for sure put the Charlotte Hornets at number seven. No debate. I would put them Bridges, Graham. LaMelo, Graham
been hooping.
Graham been hooping.
Ever since LaMelo went down, Brody been hooping.
Hey, like I said, bro. Like, but I'm not gonna do it now because LaMelo hurt. That's their best player in my opinion. Damn, this is hard. I ain't gonna lie, Denver got a case though.
We do Denver,
because Lakers aren't healthy.
Can we look at the schedule? And we've been putting up dubs.
I don't know. I'm kind of. I might have to go.
Ooh, even Jordan said Denver.
It's only because of the healthy part. Like,
exactly.
Nah, I feel that. That's why I'm like, that's why I actually asked the question. I ain't even demanded because it's like, you feel me? It is the Lakers. But, you feel me? They've been on a slight decline.
So let's look at the Lakers first since they are slightly ahead of y'all in the rankings.
They want to lose the streak.
Yeah, nigga, they don't got their best two players. They lost four. That's six. They lost six games and five and six.
Lost the Suns, Kings, Atlanta, Phoenix. Yeah.
At least they beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they went on a 4-game losing streak. They just got to win against Cleveland, beat the shit out of Cleveland too. At least they can beat Cleveland. But yep. Yeah. Shout out to Michigan. I just got an update that they beating the shit out of Florida State. That's college. Just Because, you know, March Madness. Shout out to March Madness.
Is Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. They got 1, 2, 3 losses. And how many wins? That's 5, 6, 9. That's 9? Yeah, it is 9. Hey, is it 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9. Yeah, because the last win is above.
Oh,
yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
So, that's 9. 9 and what? 2?
3? 9 and 3.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put Denver in there. And the only losses was to the Mavs, Pelicans, which, like, Pelicans been hooping.
They have. That's
and Raptors. Why the fuck they lose? God damn.
Raptors went dumb.
God damn, Gina.
They went dumb. I don't know what got into them.
God damn, beat the shit out of them.
What the heck? How? Raptors. How?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, that, they cooked up that game.
Niggas went crazy.
They cooked up.
Let's see what Michael Porter Jr. did that game. He ain't do a damn thing.
Probably
they lost
like 40 minutes, gave him 8 points.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Michael Porter, man. You get a lot of mentions on this goddamn podcast.
19.
How many minutes?
What minutes?
Right here, 28.
Okay.
With 29.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly 29.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Let's see what the Raptors did.
I think it's
27 from Siakam. Who was holding that 19. Man?
OG.
OG went crazy. How?
Who in the heck is Paul Watson, bro? Why you let this man come to the bench?
I don't know.
They clear the bench.
Yeah, I don't know nobody on these niggas' bench.
That's what I'm saying. They whole team just...
They clear the bench on y'all.
They did. They cleared the whole bench on y'all niggas.
You tried to too? Fuck, he messed with the niggas.
God damn.
Nah, that was a tough loss. I ain't gonna lie.
Cleared the bench on y'all. Everybody get to play this game, goddamn. Waterboy, you want to play too? Looking at. But yeah.
Respectful.
So yeah, we'll go ahead and put Denver. All
right,
so,
Denver.
Oh, hold on. Don't put the Lakers, though, just yet. Because I ain't going to lie. That 5 or 6?
That is tough to just look at for a month.
But I don't know about putting Portland over them. I'm not going to put the Hornets over them. I'm not going to put the Hicks.
I don't know. Portland.
The Knicks over them? Portland over them? I don't know, man. I love Portland.
Wouldn't Portland be in the same category as Denver, though?
Yeah, they got the same record. Yeah, let's look at them. You're right. They got the same record.
Yeah, they in the same little category.
Jordan did. That Jay Strait do got a point there. He do got a point there. All right. They look back at there.
Let's see.
It's Mickey B. All righty. Let's go. They got 1, 2, 4 losses. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 and 4. And they lost to the Suns, the Timberwolves. They split with the Timberwolves. They was on the road both times, though. And,
I mean, that's pretty good having they both. Backcourt.
Yeah, then they only lost to, then they lost to the Nets by 4. Dallas beat the shit out their ass, though. They beat them by 40. What's up with these teams getting smacked?
Dallas is weird. Like, they have those moments. So they, like, when they on,
then they beat the brace off the Clippers by 50.
And then the Pelicans, they barely beat the Pelicans. I mean, they beat the Pelicans. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, give me Portland over Lakers.
Portland, yeah.
And they might be fully healthy, too. Yeah. They just getting their full squad back.
Yeah, give me Portland.
And they got Norman.
Damn. Hey, this is gonna probably be the lowest we have the Lakers all season.
It really is.
But are they going to be able to make the top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, cause we are no Spurs. Charlotte, for sure they number 9. For sure number 9. Lakers number 9.
Damn.
And that's really good though, considering that they don't have their two starting players.
Okay, that is
good. But they need to come on 5 and 6. They gotta turn that shit around quick before they be really in the playoffs.
But can they though?
True. Kuz. Kuz.
I been gave up on Kuz.
Kuz.
I'd rather say Horton Tucker over Kuz.
Kuz. I take
Caruso
over Kuz. God
damn, y'all niggas
just disrespectful.
I ain't go that far.
Hey,
so
it's
disrespectful.
The Caruso. You feel me?
Fuck
out of
here.
The Caruso.
All right. After Lakers, I'll put in a vote for the Knicks.
Knicks.
Mm-hmm. Only reason I don't say the Hornets because LaMelo. Y'all already know I'd put the Hornets at 7 if he was healthy.
I got the Knicks.
I got the Knicks too. So hey, that's two votes.
Yes, yeah, it's fine on there.
So who you gonna vote though?
I was thinking we could look at Dallas, but
oh, but we haven't said San Antonio yet.
I'm about to say, come on, come on, how you gonna skip over it? I don't like San
Antonio. Nobody do, but look, they, like they were shopping their two stars. And they still, you see what I'm saying? They in the playoff contentions, chopping it. So that means we don't need y'all. No. And gave rid of one of their superstars.
That's bought really him smart, out. Though.
Bought like, his ass out.
Why not go young and yeah. then build upon that and see how far you go. Exactly. See the pieces we need next year type.
That's true. And we at 30 minutes right now. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. We done with the top 10. Go ahead and let y'all know about sponsors. A couple new shows we got going on. And we'll be right back with the rest of the list. It's the Basketball Jones Podcast. It's your boy Lil Ken, and we back. My man Jay Straight, my boy Dez over there. And we just got done with the top 10 in the power rankings. Go ahead, Jay Straight, let them know what we got so far. Make sure you let them know what number two, because you know they can't see it.
All right, got you, got you. Number one, we got the Utah Jazz. Number two, we got
hold on real quick. Why was you so enthusiastic?
You know, because you know, I fought for these boys, so you feel me? I got exaggerated. But you got number two, you got Brooklyn, whoop de whoop. You got three, look at the Philly.
Energy. Look how kind of energy just shifted from one to two.
You got three, Philly. You got four, the best team in the league, Suns. Oh you got five, Clippers. Hey, six.
You about to lose your privilege.
You got number six, Bucks. You got number seven, Nuggets. Number eight, you got the Blazers. Nine, Lakers. 10th, Knicks.
Jordan Hill. All right, that's our top 10. All right, number 11.
Number 11, Aish.
I vote for, despite the injury, give me the Hornets.
Bruh.
Give me the Hornets. You said Graham going off.
I know, but I was San Antonio. I like
who you got?
I like Boston.
You like Boston?
I do.
Out.
Oh.
I like Boston.
Yeah, Desmond. Yeah, Desmond just fucking shit up. And you said Spurs.
Yeah, but
Spurs in the West, bro. They all look how many games people behind. It's easy for Spurs to just fluctuate.
Okay, but look at Boston.
And then this, hold on, we got to throw Atlanta in there if you gonna say Boston.
Indiana's tied up with Boston. Okay.
It's the East, everybody.
First of all, it's the East. That's that exactly. That's
the bro. Like that. You can't say the West. The they all close and all that. But still, like, okay, that means.
But look at the records, the Spurs, though. Compare the records. Their record, like Boston, 23 wins. Spurs, okay, 23, but look at the losses. They got three games on them. You see what I'm saying? You got to look at that, too. You can't just look at the seeding. But what's this, Hornets? All right, my vote. The real vote that counts. So I got to get real big. You know, my eyesight bad. All righty. Goddamn. Four losses and
seven wins.
Seven and four, that ain't bad.
It's not.
Yeah, that's real good. And their schedule was okay. They played the Clippers, lost to them, but they played them.
They beat the Spurs. Ooh.
Yeah, they beat the Spurs. Exactly.
Hey, they got my vote then.
Hey, two votes. Put them down, Hornets. Hornets. Where was they at last month?
They jumped.
They jumped.
Yeah, because they was nowhere near the top. Well, that wasn't saying they nowhere near, but they was on top 10 team. And they damn near almost made the top 10. They was 17. And that was 16? After, and then that's after they. That's 17.
They went up. They plus six.
Yeah, it was plus six.
And they plus six again.
Hey, stop playing with them. That's plus 12 in 2 months. Stop playing with them. Shout out LaMelo Ball, man. Get healthy, my nigga.
Please
get healthy, LaMelo. Shout out LaMelo.
Next year, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's
huh?
It's that's for next year, though.
Yeah, next. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, early prediction. Bold prediction, right now. Next year. Hornets will be a top three team in the East. You heard it here first. Top three. Charlotte Hornets.
Top three?
Top three. Nets, Philly be better. Nobody else.
Boston? Miami?
No. Really? You heard it here first. Heard it here first.
Boston?
In LaMelo Ball, we trust, nigga. Give me a jersey. I don't like the East Coast. I'm sorry if you're on the East Coast, but I'm not a big fan of the cold and the, y'all kind of racist over there. Y'all hospitality not the best. Charlotte Hornets will be a top three team in the East. Stop naming other teams, bro.
I like LaMelo. I except I. What do you call? I'm on board with that.
Yeah, you on board.
I'm on board with that.
Right, he didn't know what to say. So
he co-signed.
He don't believe it.
Yeah, he co-signed it, bro. You was a hater.
I ain't no hater. I wouldn't say top three. I say top five.
They a couple. They like two pieces away.
Top three
draft. Phrase.
They top five right now.
All right, they could repeat.
Top three, my nigga. Stop playing with us.
I'll keep.
Boy, us. That's my second favorite team now. Shout out to LaMelo. I gotta get me a jersey. Fuck Kyrie. That's my nigga though. But I don't know. I'm not even a Kyrie fan no more because it's bullshit.
Look, I tell you, that's KD.
Just the Hornets, huh?
Yeah.
They beat the Heat. Shut the fuck up about the Heat. They beat the Heat. And that's without LaMelo. That was on Friday.
And they about to beat the Suns.
Oh my God. You said they beat the Suns?
Nah, they about to.
Oh, okay. But they beat the Kings. They beat the Timberwolves. They got smacked by the Clippers. Spurs, they beat pretty good teams. Except for the fucking, they beat the shit out of the Rockets. All right, so Hornets, and then who we said Spurs? Fuck them. When I said fuck them, I put up Boston. I like the Spurs. Spurs had an overtime loss to the Nets. I like that. God damn, why they play so many games?
I'm about to say, dang.
They played a lot of games this
they
month.
They really did, but they had eight losses.
They did.
Jesus.
That is a lot of losses. God damn, why they play so many games? Six? Hell, that's more than six. One, two, three, four, five. You're right,
all
six.
All these games is congested, too.
No, that's crazy. They play a lot of games.
Yeah. Six and eight. But, hey, can we blame them? They scared? This is a tough-ass schedule.
Not for real. Hold on.
This is the toughest schedule we've seen yet.
OKC, Dallas,
Milwaukee.
Okay,
I'm not even looking at the teams. Look how many fucking games these niggas playing every fucking 2 days.
Hey man,
that's tough.
Can't play in the schedule, man. Let's look at the.
And then look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 road games in the middle of it. You're on the East Coast, and you go home for one game against the Magic, and then you back on the road.
Do one thing. Put the ball in the bucket. Let's look at the Celtics.
Oh, my God. Celtics. With that schedule, Celtics would never.
They play a lot of games, too, though. No, you did not cap. They kind of did. Shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 and 6 compared to what we say?
Six and eight.
But then you got, okay.
They play
two more games. Two more games. And they got two more losses.
So that's a toss-up.
Exactly.
It can be. Look at Dubs. Let's see the Dubs. That
They beat the Clippers, beat the Raptors, beat the Magic, and beat the Bucks. It was pretty good. But they played the Bucks twice. They lost to them, and then they beat them. And they only lost by two. So I'm giving that. And then OKC.
Lost to Cleveland. That's kind of tough.
That is tough. That is tough.
I still go Celtics. Just because I see more promise towards the future for the Celtics than the Spurs. Towards next month, going into next month,
I guess just because they got superstars. But I let you mean future.
Spurs young, but like going into.
I'm gonna let you decide this. I'm gonna say Spurs still. I'm still rocking my Spurs. Who you got, Boston or Spurs? And then we also got Atlanta too. Let's look at Atlanta. Atlanta been hooping too. Alrighty.
Well, they was on
the
winning.
Yes, sir. 8 in a row. That's 9-2. Put them in there. Put the Hawks, nigga. Put them Hawks, nigga. Ice Trader game. Ice Trader game. Shout out Ice Trey. They beat Miami, beat the Magic, beat the Raptors, beat the Kings, beat the Cavs, beat the Rockets, beat the Thunder, beat the Lakers. Lost to the Clippers, lost to the Kings.
Beat the Warriors.
Blew them niggas out.
True. Sorry, ass.
That's not a blowout.
Oh, wait, hold up. I didn't see this.
That is a blow.
It's okay. It's a...
That's a blow.
It's not really a blow.
I feel like y'all started scoring at the end.
Fuck out of here. And then Steph didn't play. Because Steph's still out.
Who's Steph?
The dude that Chris Paul's pimp.
Chill.
Chris Paul's pimp.
Chill.
Chris Paul's pimp. Yeah.
Chris Paul
is Steph's bitch. Baby back bitch.
No, he's not.
Hey, how is Chris Paul on Steph Curry highlight more than he is? How you got a man that's in somebody else's highlight more than he is?
It's easy when you
shut the fuck up. We ain't talking. We not having
two bulldogs in the back while he's in that barking type.
Fuck out of here. That's it's on. Before he made him fall before KD even got there.
Cause he knew KD was coming. He like, dang, man.
Oh my. So we got the Hawks. All right, I'm still going San Antonio over Boston though.
I got San Antonio. I ain't gonna lie.
So we got San Antonio after that.
I'm sorry, bro. It's like I gotta give respect when respect. Like, come on now, Spurs, bro. Everybody always count up the Spurs.
They do.
But look what they do.
Exactly. They consistent.
Like, you gotta stay. Like, I'm sorry. That's just greatness and coach.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'll give it to him. Who's this? We just looking at?
I think that's Hornets.
Yeah, that's Hornets.
Cause I saw that.
Hold on. I just want to throw... Before we throw... We threw Boston in there already?
Nah.
Okay, hold on real quick. Before we throw Boston, because I like Dallas.
I like Dallas, too.
Like Miami.
I love Miami.
And this is two potential teams we could put over Boston.
I don't know. It's something about Miami coach I just love about.
Who spells? Yeah. I like how people doubted him during that whole LeBron and D-Wade and shit. During the Heatles. And then... I can't believe I just said that.
Jesus Christ.
I think I just told my age. Because I ain't heard that in years. But it just popped in my head. I feel like I should have named him. And this is who? Dallas. And Dallas went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 losses. How many wins you got? You count the wins?
I was counting losses.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 and 5. 7-5. So that, and then you gotta think, what's it called? Went 6-6. Boston.
It's Dallas.
Boston went 6-6, and they beat Nuggets. They beat the Spurs. Beat the Thunder. Beat the Clippers. Beat Portland. Come on now. That's some quality wins. Quality wins with Dallas.
They beat San Antonio, so they already up
there. Hold on. We gotta look at
Boston.
No, this is
Miami.
Miami, yeah.
My fault.
Damn, 6-game losing streak.
Right. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Went on
go,
five,
ahead,
five
go ahead and put a. Go ahead and put a. God damn. We looked at that nigga for 2 seconds. Yeah, go ahead and put
Dallas.
They want
to know winning streak, just gone losing
exactly.
Streak.
Put the math. But then they went on a what? They went on a 5-game winning streak to go on a 6-game losing streak.
Exactly. That's crazy.
So at least it's easy to count they losses and wins. Exactly. They went 7-5. So we're going to put Boston or we're going to put Miami? Give me Boston. 6-6.
Yeah.
All right. After seeing Miami. Hold on. Don't put Miami in there quick. Indiana, Memphis. You know, let's see Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis. Because we already know how Indiana is.
Shout out to Dallas. Shout out to Luka.
Okay.
Luka. And Luka we trust. All righty.
Kristaps Porzingis.
He not. But he is underachieving. For sure, he underachieving. He supposed to be better than what he's been not producing.
They gave up a lot for Bernie.
Yeah, they did. All right, this is Memphis. And I'm going to count the wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven, I only got 6.
7 losses.
So 6-7?
Yep. Who they?
They beat Thunder.
So they got the same record. That's the same record as Miami, right? Oh, Miami was 5, huh? Seven. Yeah, they was 5-7. So 6-7, 5-7.
They beat
same
Miami
thing.
Too.
They beat Miami?
Yeah.
Beat them by 4. That was a low scoring ass game.
And they beat the Celtics.
That was like a 1990 game.
89-85. Oh Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they that's an old game. Defense. I mean, that was an old game. That was like an old game. Then they lost to the Bucks by 1. Only lost to the Nuggets by 1. So when they losing.
Lost to Jazz by 3.
Yeah, by 3. And then they got smacked by the Jazz, though. Yeah. Well, that's not really smack, 16. That's okay. But they're going for show, end out the month with a run against the Rockets. And then, whew, Jazz. At least they play them at home, though. Going off this is Memphis. So Memphis or Miami? I'm going Memphis. Memphis got one more win.
I'm going Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tougher conference.
Yeah. You were just talking shit about the West.
I was, but it was the Spurs, though.
You one of them. You one of them ass niggas. Alright, so we still got Miami we ain't put on there yet. We got the Pacers. We got the Warriors.
Warriors should be like...
Stop it.
20.
I'm mad we didn't make the top 15.
I'm glad.
It's cool.
Why we went from mad? 11.
Hey, it's cool. Injuries, man.
Injury.
Yeah, hey, to our best players. Really, our only injuries, nigga. Klay Thompson.
That happened in the offseason.
Okay, it happened. Fuck out of here. Okay. Yeah, we definitely going to go with the other team. Okay, this is one, two, three.
God damn.
Three wins. Yeah, I don't know why I even mentioned this. We can go Heat.
Dang, son.
We can go Heat. Fuck out of here.
Sun's up there,
bro. Working like this, Chicago down there might need to be above y'all.
Hey, it's a bad month. It's been a bad month. March Madness. Call it March Madness for a reason. Okay, so we got Memphis. We already down to 10 in the West. We on 9 in the East. Hey, it's pretty... Hey, you see, that's kind of evening out now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Used to just be... Nigga, we'd be damn near done with the West by now.
No,
the way it used to be. All right, so let's look at the Pacers before we put the Warriors. Shit, like Desmond said, we might have to look at a couple more teams before we put the goddamn Warriors.
Okay. Chicago, me shit. Just acquire some trades.
Yeah, they did, but we got to see how they fit in first. All right, so they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins.
Six losses.
Six and six?
Yeah.
Hey, give me the Pacers then.
Yeah.
That's good with me.
Give me Pacers over the Warriors for shit show.
All right, who's next over the Warriors? The
fuck out of here. We had 10 and 10, though. Shout out to the East, man. Niggas be talking so bad about the East.
No, cuz.
Y'all on the come up now, man. Shout out to the East.
Can we look at should we look at Sacramento in this position too?
We can. Let's look at them first.
Is it Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Just to see, like, you know, like see if there's no points, you feel what I'm saying?
Not for you.
I mean, Kings have been hooping, so we might go ahead and pull them up.
3-game business streak so far.
You gonna count wins or losses?
I got losses.
Alright. I got 4.
8.
Damn, 4 and 8.
Yep.
And you said who else we should look at?
Chicago.
Not Chicago.
The Kings?
Kings.
He's got hella losses.
But they just started
winning. Yeah, they started hooping. This is my angle of.
Yeah, they don't know who won the street.
Count losses.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 losses.
I got 8.
8-4.
8-4. Yeah. Hold on real quick. Let's look at overall record, though.
And they beat the Warriors.
They did? Fuck you, bitch.
That's what I'll be looking for.
And they won game? Oh, yeah. Give me a... Sacramento. Yes, give me the Kings.
Yes. Oh, boy. That boy, dear Fox out here hooping. How much they jump? I feel like they made
it. Hey, we got to be top 20. Put the Warriors 20.
We got to do our information and all that stuff before we do that. Kings, that 24. 24. That's 24 last time.
And what are they at now?
18?
19. Okay,
5.
That's good. All right, so we got between... Okay, let's look at Pelicans. Pelicans or Warriors?
I like the Pelicans.
Ooh.
I like them boys. Some boys are hooping.
Ooh.
This nigga Zion is...
I ain't going to be biased, though, with this. I'm going to see.
Yeah, because you already know you want to hoe us.
Of course.
Mm. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 and 6.
Who they beat? Utah, Cleveland, Clippers, Nuggets, LA, and Dallas. I got these niggas.
Damn, bro. Warriors not top
20. We all here for it.
Oh my god.
Could it be an end of a dynasty?
Stop. Niggas is hurt. Who our best player right now? Kelly Oubre?
What team is this? What team is this?
This is the Pelicans.
Yeah,
Pelicans. It ain't
been hooping
without Lonzo too.
All right, man. So we're gonna take another break. We 2:30 through the fucking podcast. I need a break because my team is the only team not in the top 10. Wow. The Jordan team in the top 5. Desmond, you top 10. Damn. My team not even in the top 20. This has been a rough year, y'all. It's been a rough month. That's why they call it March Madness. Fuck.
Was Steph Curry injury like...
Like a tailbone, contusion or something? Yeah, it's a weird shit.
Off his ass.
His booty hurt.
It would have been funny if you said he butt hurt. Like, he butt hurt now about the, fuck it. It would have been okay. All right, but you fucked it up. All right, man. So we're going to take another break. Give you another word from our sponsors. Have some more announcements for y'all. And we're going to come back with the rest of the podcast. What's up, Basketball Jones family? Man, here at the Basketball Jones podcast, we have so much content we want to give y'all. And guess what? We're going to do it. We're going to do just that. We don't have just one, not just two, but three. Three new segments coming to you, man. We want more basketball talk. I think y'all want more basketball talk, and we want to give it to y'all. So we got three more segments coming to y'all. Of course, we still got the power rankings. We also going to add The Future, a new segment. We're going to also add Stop Playing With Him, a new segment, and Coach's Corner, man. Y'all be on the lookout for those new segments coming soon. Now let's get back to the podcast. Hey, man, say, man, we back. It's the Basketball Jones podcast. We just did our top 20. We 2/3 through the list. We still got 10 teams left, the bottom 10 teams in the league. So I know we probably lost a lot of viewers right now. But if you're a fan of those bottom 10 teams, we know you're still listening. But go ahead, Jordan. Let them know what the list looks like. Starting from 1 all the way to 20. All
right. Number 1, we got the Utah Jazz. Number 2, Brooklyn Nets. Number 3, Philly. Number 4, Phoenix Suns. 5, Clippers. 6, Milwaukee. Number 7, we got we got the Nuggets. Number 8, we got the Blazers. Number 9, we got Number 9, we got the Lakers. Number 10, we got the Knicks. 11, we got Hornets. 12, Hawks. 13, Spurs. 14, Mavs. 15, Celtics. 16, Memphis. 17, Heat. 18 Pacers, 19 Kings, and 20, we got the Pelicans.
All right, 21 Warriors.
You're lucky.
You about to say, okay,
Steve? I hate y'all.
Hey, man.
Fucking hate y'all.
Hey.
Fucking hate y'all. All
right.
With all the power in my heart, I hate you fucking bitches.
Hey, man.
Hey, we got quality wins over Utah.
Okay, I forgot they did beat Utah.
We beat Utah and put 31 on their ass.
Sorry, ass niggas.
We beat Utah and we put Memphis.
Boys, y'all. Y'all what? I'm off of y'all 6 spots behind them. All right.
Who got the last dub, though?
That's cute.
Last 2 dub.
Who's number 1? Dubs.
Y'all weak ass niggas. I ain't gonna win no chip though. Or get past second round.
What y'all gonna do?
First of all, how many teams do you have, pussy?
Huh? I only root for the Jazz because of his bitch. I like being the hater towards the Nuggets. You feel me?
You heard that we had a hater. I had this dude admit he's a hater.
I hate the Nuggets, man. They lost me money. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. All right.
Because you betting on this.
So, Toronto or OKC?
Toronto or OKC?
I ain't gonna lie, we at that time at the bottom of the league. We gotta look at this shit.
Yeah, we have to.
I'm about to say, because, like, look, man.
We already looked at New Orleans.
Or I put New Orleans, my bad.
OKC.
I know they
Chicago
won recently.
Or.
We ain't for Chicago yet?
Nah.
21 shit.
Fuck out of here. Wait, where is Chicago in the rankings? They 10, so we skipped over them, tripping.
Nah,
I went straight to Toronto. That's what I did. That's why I said I skipped over.
I'm only going 4. They probably are the best team out of those 3.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But we still got to, you know, do our due diligence.
Damn.
God damn.
They won 1 game.
They went 9.
And look who they beat.
Nah, they didn't beat. They whooped y'all.
Who was that? By Toronto?
That was Toronto.
I did not know they lost all them games.
Toronto got 1 win this month against the Denver Nuggets.
Bruh.
1 win. They
and
beat
Jazz's the pool?
They beat the shit out of
Jazz's Nuggets. Pool?
Like, what? All
right, so we got one. For this, for Chicago. 1, 2, 3, 4 wins.
2, 4.
I like Chicago. I like Chicago in that 22 spot.
I take Chicago.
So Chicago. What about? Let's look at OKC real quick.
Yeah, I got OKC over Cleveland.
Hold on, before you put Chicago. Before you put the Bulls. So it's between Chicago and who we on right now?
OKC.
OKC.
They got six losses.
I got 5 wins. Yeah, 5. So 5-6.
They beat the Spurs, Dallas.
But they lost to Dallas too. They split with Dallas.
They lost to the Bulls.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, they beat the Rockets.
They beat the Barely beat the Rockets.
Off who?
Bulls.
What's that? I don't see the Bulls. Oh, right there.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Yeah. So, okay, they was record was what? 5 and what?
5-6.
And 6. And what was the Bulls?
6-6, I think.
I think so.
That's Toronto. Sorry, asses. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Damn, Chicago.
Give me OKC.
Yeah.
And it's funny because y'all seen that shit that how Gonzaga starters are like older than OKC starters?
Damn.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
All they players like they got from either G League or draft.
And they still
trade.
Ben Dolphin still the coach?
Yeah. No. He with the Chicago.
Oh yeah, it's fun. I was about to say shout out Billy Donovan.
I think it's what.
Shout out to fucking what's that dude? The best worst GM ever. What's his name?
Presti.
Presti.
I ain't gonna lie, he got them draft picks.
Now he know how to draft, but that nigga don't know how to keep shit. That nigga don't know how to keep a goddamn thing.
No
cap. That nigga can't keep shit. How the hell you pick three? How the hell you pick 3 MVPs and only got Chris Paul back for a year off of that? That's it. He got to borrow Chris Paul for a year after drafting 3 MVPs.
And they traded him to get more picks.
Crazy. That nigga got like 17 picks in the next 7 years or some shit, though.
They got the most picks in history.
Yeah. So, shout out to Sam Presti.
They future gonna be some bright.
Some go bust.
Maybe, shit. We thought their future was bright with KD, fucking James Harden, and Russ.
I mean, but they got that dude, what's
all them niggas on the Nets now. Basically.
SGA? Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Shy.
Oh, yeah. Shy. Yeah, no, Shy nice.
He lost.
He lost.
That's a good piece of building.
Nah, that was. McAfee was still with the Clippers.
Whew. They got rid of him before Paul George.
Yeah, true.
That sucks.
That does. I mean, but he's not better than PG, but
I know, but
he's a good piece. And he probably could have fit in. I don't know. I still would have did PG. I would like him alongside PG instead of PG. But so yeah, we put who's this?
OKC.
That's Chicago. No, this OKC. This Chicago. And then I guess we put Chicago next. Put the Bulls.
Wookie, Wookie.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't trying to put no Raptors. God damn, 1-1.
I don't think Raptors gonna be up there too.
Okay, we for sure. All we got left on the West is Houston and Minnesota, so we can pass them for a little bit.
Nah, they gonna be at the bottom.
At the bottom.
Washington.
Did we look at Cleveland yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cleveland's on there.
We already put Cleveland on there?
Nah, no, we're not talking about
up here.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna put Washington above them niggas.
Yeah.
Against Cleveland or against above?
Like above Cleveland. Like over Cleveland in that spot.
Damn, this is a lot of losses.
Because looking at all the other ones, we was like, Washington beat them.
Yeah, that's true. So they got 1 win, of course, against Houston. Who's not beating Houston?
8 losses.
1, 2, 3, 4. They beat the Bulls. Goddamn, Bulls.
Beat Boston.
Beat the Raptors, of course. Beat Boston. Damn, Boston. Fuck Boston, though. Who you said? You said Washington?
Yeah. One game behind.
Yes, sir.
Getting like sneak dubs. Like, I feel like they hoop.
Who, Washington?
Yeah.
Shit, I mean, they got 2 stars, 2 superstars. God damn, it's a lot of losses.
Man,
who the fuck was they beating that we was talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Hold up, man.
I guess it's because they beat the Clippers, Jazz, and that's what it was. Because they beat the Clippers and Jazz.
Yeah.
So we was like, whole Clippers, whole Jazz. Because they ain't beat nobody else, nigga.
Jesus.
Okay.
Give me Cleveland.
Yeah.
Put Cleveland in that spot.
That's a no-brainer. All right, so, dang. Raptors and them were kind of like tied.
Raptors and
Wizards?
Yes.
I mean, Wizards at least got 3 dubs.
So what's Orlando? I know Detroit is awful.
Oh, yeah. Detroit might be winless.
Atlanta.
Yeah, because we down the last five, huh?
Yeah. Nine game.
Oh, shit. They got Damn. Two wins. They beat Brooklyn. But that's without all their players.
They beat the Suns by one.
What's up with y'all team? At least we don't lose to these scrubs.
First of all, they beat us by a buzzer beater. I don't want to hear that. They beat us by a buzzer.
So, what are we doing? Toronto or Orlando?
Orlando just blew their shit up.
Or Wizards?
I'll go
Wizards.
That's hard.
Because Orlando just blew their shit up. So, clearly, they ain't going nowhere forward from this point on. Anyway.
Let's see. Wizards, Clippers, and Pistons. And Utah. Yeah, give me Wizards.
Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think that's the highest Wizards been on our list.
It is.
That's crazy.
There's 28, I believe.
They was last our very first one.
Jump to...
Oh, there's 25.
Oh really? Same spot. Okay. Yeah.
It is the highest they've been.
Yeah. They're consistent. Consistently bad.
Warriors. So I mean, yeah.
Fuck out of here, boy. All right, so we still got Orlando, we got Detroit, and we got Houston and Minnesota. Okay. That's our last four. We got four more.
Oh, the Cavs already.
Yeah, we got six, seven, eight, nine. No, who are we missing?
Who are we missing?
Did y'all ain't put the Thunder? Jordan?
He did.
Put OKC. Who the fuck we missing? OKC,
Bulls, Cavs, Wizards. We don't got Toronto.
Yeah.
We don't got Toronto.
So who? Oh, we haven't put Toronto. Yeah, because they were so bad. Let's put Toronto now.
Might as well.
Because they still got Siakam.
Yeah, they got...
You feel what I'm saying? Orlando ain't got shit.
Exactly.
Detroit ain't got shit.
Type.
Houston ain't got shit. Except for KPJ. Minnesota
and
ain't
Christian
got...
Christian Wood, not too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas that can't stay on the court.
So we put Raptors? All right. And now we got Orlando, Detroit, Houston, and Minnesota. We're gonna actually throw all of these teams up there now. So we got Orlando. I thought we looked at Orlando already.
I think we did.
Ain't gonna lie, Houston's out.
They ain't won the game this month.
They don't even want two.
I mean, shit, we put the Raptors up there, nigga. They only won one this month.
I'm saying we ain't put them yet though.
But yeah, we
Raptors
did. We just put them.
Beat Houston.
They did. Goddamn.
They whooped Houston.
And that was the only one that they had.
Type, yeah.
I mean, they only had one this month.
Because Houston went on that, 21 games?
Oh, yeah, it was 20, yeah. So Houston probably is going to be down there.
Oh, my God.
But they did just win their first game this month. So after that 20-game losing streak. Who was last? I think Houston was last. Go back to February?
Yeah, Houston was last.
I think Houston was last.
Yeah.
God damn, Houston. All right. And they just, and who is this? They just lost. Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah, they just got the.
They just lost to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to lose.
Then they ain't play that many games though. 1, 2, 3, 4. I like Minnesota.
7 losses.
4-7. That ain't too bad.
Yeah,
hold on.
Who they? Yeah. Who they beat?
They beat Pelicans, Suns. Portland, Suns, and Rockets.
Yeah.
Everybody beating y'all. Y'all get beat by all the bottom feeders. Sorry. How the fuck are y'all
team? Because they know where they belong.
Y'all with them. So I don't know why you talking.
Hey, we had 21.
Ken folks, bro, chill out.
Shit, at least we don't lose, so we beat the Ken folks.
Hey man, y'all still down there?
Shit,
having a good conversation.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, bro, this how I feel. Be sorry. What's up?
Yeah, at least you know we ain't used to it. Son's been used to that.
Hey, yo, chill. Chris
One,
Paul,
two,
not.
Three,
eight, three,
three
and eight.
Three and eight. Who's this again? They beat the Raptors twice.
Damn.
Who's this?
This is Detroit.
Detroit. I guess they...
And then we lost a 2 to the Nets. Should we put... Okay, they beat the Raptors twice.
Yeah, that's... The Raptors only got one win.
We should put Detroit, then the Raptors.
That makes sense.
And then we got Orlando. Hold on before you put Detroit.
God dang
it. Oh, never mind. I think Detroit.
All
right, Detroit good. Ooh, but these Orlando beat. Oh, that was without KD though. God damn, just look who down there again. look, Jordan.
What?
Look.
Stay on these niggas highlight tape.
God damn, bro. The Suns lost to all the bottom 10 teams.
What's their record?
Fuck out of here. Who cares? That's how we know y'all gonna lose in the playoffs, though.
That's not good. At least we gonna be in there.
We are too. If we fight. All right, we had a little technical difficulty, but we're back. All right, man. We at number 28. We just did 27 was the Raptors. 28. I like Detroit. Oh, we already put Detroit. Who's this? Orlando. I like Orlando. We got Orlando at 2 wins, and they beat 2 good opponents. The Nets, even though without their superstars, and the Suns. And then this is the Detroit. Wait, who's this then? Orlando. Yeah, Orlando, Detroit. Hold on, we put Detroit in already, huh?
Yeah.
And the Rockets. Rockets in Minnesota. Timberwolves.
Timberwolves?
Look, they got 4 wins. Against quality opponent. We really should have put the Timberwolves ahead of the Raptors.
You right.
But just because they're the bottom of the West, so... They are the bottom, right? They're not... Houston's still not the bottom. God damn, that's bad. A team went on 20-game win losing streak, and they still below them.
That's why I say they just try to tank. Like, it's not...
That's crazy. But, so we got the Wolves. It is between Orlando and the Rockets.
Orlando.
Yeah. Damn, Rockets, I can't stay back
to
the bottom of the barrel. Y'all not even trying to tank. Y'all trying to hoop.
Okay, I think they are. Hold on, we ain't even look at their record. Hold on.
Why, bro? That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
They beat Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah, Toronto really should be...
Yeah, not Toronto. It's only three teams below them.
Yeah.
It's the Wolves, Magic. And then they still got stars. They still got Siakam. True. They got Kyle Lowry. They got somewhat of a future.
This nigga said, let's look at the Rockets.
My bad, bro. Goddamn. I got face. We live in Houston. Shit.
I know, but you...
I got to live out here.
It's nasty, man.
All right, man. Got the full list. Holy shit. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. When we first started this list, I did not think this list would be like this in March.
I didn't either.
We got the fucking Jazz at the top of the list and the Rockets at the bottom.
Nah, that's backwards. Not really. Okay. You'd think the Nuggets or the Warriors be where the Rockets
are. Shut the fuck up, bro. Because you lost. Your team lost to the fucking Magic, the Timberwolves, the Raptors, the Pistons.
Boy, what number they are?
They number 5-4. All
right. Where's Nuggets?
Nigga, I ain't
gonna make a song. And where's...
All right, just do the whole list. Give me the fucking list. Give me the goddamn list. All right, man. To recap the power rankings for the week, for the month, we got the Utah Jazz, number 1. Number 2, got the Brooklyn Nets. Number 3, got the Philadelphia 76ers. 4, Phoenix Suns. Woo! 5, LA Clippers. 6, the Milwaukee Bucks. 7, Nuggets. 8, Blazers. 9, Lakers, 10, Knicks, 11, Hornets, 12, Hawks, 13, Spurs, 14, Mavs, 15, Celtics, 16, Memphis, Grizzlies, 17, Heats, 18, Pacers, 19, Kings, 20, Pelicans, 21, shout out to the Warriors. We gonna come back, man. We gonna come back. 22, OKC, 23, Bulls, 24, Cavs, 25, Wizards, 26 Pistons, 27 Raptors, 28 Wolves, 29 Magic, and 30, last but not least, Houston Rockets. Let's go ahead and compare and see who made the biggest. Utah staying consistent, number 1 spot. Nets staying consistent. Top 3 didn't change. And it was in the same order. Utah, Nets, and 76ers.
That makes sense.
Then Suns leaped over the Lakers and Clippers. The Lakers fell from 4 all the way down to 9. That's the top 5 mix up.
Who's number 11?
Shut up. Your Warriors got down 10 spots. This is going to be our biggest drop, though. It's going to be our biggest drop, man. Yeah, man. All right, man. It's the end of the podcast. I'm disappointed in my Warriors. I usually do who had the biggest leap and stuff like that, but we'll do that next month. I don't feel like doing all these numbers, and we've been on this podcast forever, and I'm just depressed because of the fucking. But what's the most surprising team on this list?
Surprising.
That's like they shouldn't be that low. Shouldn't be that. Well, actually, let's do this. What team is high that's gonna come down next month? I'm gonna say the Hornets. I feel like they number 11 right now. They peaked. This is probably the highest that they ever been. Bless you.
Yeah,
you got the Hornets. They never been top 10, and they're not gonna be top 10, especially without LaMelo.
Exactly.
So I feel like they're gonna drop for sure. What about you, Jordan? He feel like gonna drop.
Hornets.
Hey, shout out to Knicks being top 10. Nobody ever would have thought going into this season, Knicks would be top 10 at any point of the season.
Not for real.
So shout out to the Knicks.
I mean, looking at all the teams, the Hornets is the only thing that like stick out that will drop.
That's not gonna move much.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. Well, I wouldn't say Memphis, but it is a tough West. They gotta really come out and hoop if they wanna stick around that.
But they 16 though. So it's like, I feel like that's what I'm saying.
The Kings not far behind. Pelicans not far behind. Warriors, if you expect them.
But I feel like Hornets gonna make that drop to at least.
They are gonna make that drop.
Probably with the Warriors.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Bitch, first of all, we gonna all right. So now let's see what team that's too low is gonna be high next time. Warriors. Warriors gonna be top 15 next time. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
You gotta get over here, but I can't hear you from over there.
Can I
tell you
number
goes first?
Alright, what,
bro?
I got the
Pelicans. You got the
Pelicans?
Making a jump.
Oh yeah, they 20. Yeah, I can see that. I like that pick. Yeah. Pelicans. I fuck with that. Alright, biggest surprise, I guess, a team that you're shocked they right there?
Hornets.
You surprised at number 11?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think they'll be that high?
I honestly didn't think they were going to be in the top 20.
Really?
To be honest.
Hornets, nice.
I didn't know they was hooping like that.
Nah, Hornets been hooping all year long, bro. You sleep. You got to keep up with your basketball some more.
And then also, never mind. I'm going with the Celtics, number 15.
Oh, you think they too low?
Nah, I feel like that's my shock.
Oh, that's you shocked over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I mean, I'm surprised the Warriors are below the Kings. Pacers, Heat, Memphis, Celtics, Suns, Nuggets. Supposed to be above all them teams.
Sound good. To reality hit. But, Celtics really my shock team. I didn't expect them to be that low.
But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. The podcast. We don't want this podcast to prolong longer than. I will be posting the list on Facebook. Make sure y'all join the group, the Facebook group, Basketball Jones Podcast. And also, we've been talking about it all throughout. Like I said, we've been going to commercial break. You've been hearing the commercials about our new segments we got. So we got three new segments coming for y'all. We got the future, talk about young and upcoming stars. We got Coach's Corner, which is Coach Jay and myself. We're going to just talk to you about, and we got Desmond too. Desmond going to play the player thing, but as far as the coaches, we got myself and Jordan. And Coach's Corner is basically, it's just like, just giving you the ins and outs of programs, building a program, fitting into a program. Just giving you like what coaches are looking for, and then also what players are looking for in coaches, vice versa. It goes both ways. So that's what Coach's Corner is. Got the future, like I said, talking about all the up-and-coming talent. Anything professional, we do not touch. So if they play overseas, even if they got a high school kid that went overseas, like Jalen Green, we wouldn't talk about him because he plays professionally for the G League. You see what I'm saying? We're only going to talk about straight amateurs. So college basketball, high school basketball, middle school basketball, all the up-and-coming athletes. I know my first episode of The Future, I'm going to talk about point guards and Dior. Because, I love Dior Johnson. That boy be hooping. That's two of us in the last segment. What I say already? Oh, a segment that we've done already, and we're going to bring it back, is stop playing with him. It's basically what the phrase is. Stop playing with him. Like, this dude is nice. Y'all, he's either underrated, underappreciated, or just undervalued. You see what I'm saying? That's basically stop playing with him is. We talk about the unappreciated, undervalued, unappreciated players, under whatever players that just don't get enough respect in the NBA that needs more respect. But Jordan over here messing with the list. Goddamn, that boy spit all on the list. Alright, man. On that note, we're gonna end the podcast. This boy Jordan getting his saliva all on the list. So we're gonna end the podcast. It's Dez. It's that man Jay Straight. It's Lil Kenup, and we gone. And I don't wanna touch the list now.
Get the waves, Hurricane.
What is this?
That was the podcast for today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you subscribe and share it with your friends, family, and just anybody you know that love basketball, love hearing about basketball. Don't forget, man, we're growing here at Basketball Jones Podcast. So guess what? We're giving you an episode every week now. Every week, Tuesday, noontime. That's 12 p.m. Central Time. We're dropping a new episode. All right, man. See, I got to tune in. Got to turn those notifications on so y'all can be known and let us know. I mean, we can let y'all know when we dropping a new episode. But other than that, man, the new episodes we got coming is called The Future. Basically, we're going to talk about all the new amateur hoopers, upcoming hoopers from the collegiate, high school level, girls, boys. So y'all can just know about what's coming, what the future of basketball look like. The second new segment we got coming to you is called Stop Playing With Him. And basically, we give you our most unappreciated, undervalued, and just underrated players that need some more respect put on their name. The last show segment we got coming to you guys is called Coach's Corner. Basically, we invite a couple of the local coaches, come in, talk about building programs, how their programs look, players they're looking for. So then players and coaches alike can see how it is to build a program, and for players, see how it is to fit into a program and looking for a program that fits you and that's really good for you. All right, man, that's the podcast for today. See y'all again next week.